Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the necessity of jihad and the virtues of striving morning and evening in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we can see from this chapter, over a month we're doing this one chapter. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought various ahadith under this chapter, showing us the importance of this aspect, injunction of jihad, and also showing us the various rewards Allah ta'ala has left for a person striving in his path. Allah Ta'ala has tied goodness to the forelock of a horse, and we explained that in Arabic sometimes one part of the horse is mentioned, one part of the animal, or just one part of something is mentioned, but the whole is intended. So similarly, in English you have this expression that sometimes one part, if I give an example, you put many shoulders to the wheel. It doesn't mean that you actually put the shoulder to the wheel. What means many people themselves, they assist and they get the work done. So many hands make light work. It doesn't mean only the hands are doing the work. The body is doing the work, but the expression is used with many hands. So similarly in Arabic sometimes one part is mentioned, but the whole body is intended. We find that this expression, freeing the necks of the slave, it doesn't mean that you only free the neck, you don't free the head, and you don't free the body, but it's the expression of freeing the slave. So similarly, yesterday's hadith we did, where the horse, Allah Ta'ala is showing us that this is a means, the horses in those days was a means of striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah left so much of goods also in the means. So therefore we explain that the person that is making wuzu, there's so much of goodness and sawab in making wuzu. Why? It's a means to the salat. Person walking to the masjid, he's not yet in the masjid, but this is a means of him getting to the masjid, so he's rewarded for his walking also. And therefore you find as a greater understanding is that if a person is living far and for example is to take his vehicle and come to the masjid, then Allah Ta'ala inshallah will reward this person for the petrol also that is being used, the oil that is being used, the wear and tear on the vehicle that is being used. Why? Because it's used for a good cause. It's used for a cause for bringing himself to the masjid. So today's hadith also will give a similar understanding, similar explanation, how kind and how merciful Allah Ta'ala is, that whatever asbab, whatever means a person uses to do good, so long as that means is right, Allah Ta'ala will reward him also for that means. We never heard of this in any person's business, where a boss tells him that I'll pay you for the wear and tear to come to work, I'll pay you for the petrol to come to the work, I'll pay you for your time to come to work. It doesn't work like that. All we do is we pay a person for the time he is at work. The time that he is working, that's the time he gets paid for. But Allah Ta'ala's clemency and kindness, to get to the place we need to get to, a person is being rewarded. The man is going for Hajj, he's getting rewarded for the ticket he has to buy, he's being rewarded for the journey he has to undertake. All the difficulty on the journey also, person is being rewarded. So this is the kindness from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man ihtabasa farasan fi sabilillahi imanan billah wa tasdiqan biwa'dihi, فإن شبعه وريته وروثه وبوله في ميزانه يوم القيامة رواه البخاري. Hadith Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, one who keeps a horse in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, person who keeps a horse, he's maintaining that horse, he's looking after that horse for the purposes of going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is maintaining that horse in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that the only reason this person is doing it is out of faith. He has iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this person is affirming the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What reward he's getting? He's got full faith. The promise of Allah ta'ala is, I will be rewarded. He's affirming this promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is 100% true. What would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him in reward? It's food, the food of this horse, the water that this horse drinks. The food of this horse means whatever grass this horse is grazing on, whatever pastures this horse is grazing on, whatever water this horse is drinking, whatever dung that comes out from this animal, from this horse, whatever urine that comes out from this animal will be on the scale on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala will weigh it in this person's favor. How kind is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This animal is just grazing. Sometimes this person doesn't even know where that animal is grazing, what is eating, what that animal is drinking, the urine, the dung, everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will weigh it for the person's benefit, for his good deeds, why he kept this thing to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One thing we learn from here, how important it is to have correct niyat. The niyat that a person does something is correct, then a person will be rewarded for what he does. So if a person does something small, that may seem as something small, but his niyat is right, NT. The Stanger number plate, the old Stanger number plate was NT. Ulama explained, what is NT? N, niyat. Niyat must be right. T is tariqah. Tariqah means the method that we employ must also be right. So our niyat must be right. The tariqah, the method we employ must be right. And Allah Ta'ala will reward us. So here a person just kept a horse. That was his niyat. Tariqah, he took care of that horse. He looked after that horse. Allah Ta'ala is rewarding him now. This is to be used in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Is to be used for good. So Allah will reward him for that and food that animal is eating, for that water that animal is drinking, for that dung and the urine also. Allah Ta'ala will reward this person. This is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing good actions in our life, hoping and making dua that Allah Ta'ala give us or make us from amongst those that manage to capture maximum in this life we got. This life is so short. Allah Ta'ala only knows when a person will go. Yesterday we got a message of a friend that would meet regularly with us in Madina Sharif. Came down also a few times. He performed namaz here also. Age was probably about 45 years old. Passed away last night in Madina Sharif. Thursday night, Madina Sharif, Hafizul Quran. He was an imam also in one of the masjids there. Allah Ta'ala had taken him away at a young age. So nobody knows when maut will come, where it will come, how it will come. But what we should do is we should prepare for maut. Every day we should prepare for maut. So when that maut does come, and it doesn't come as a shock, but rather it comes as something that is welcome, something that a person is looking forward to, something that a person is happy to meet. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillah rabbil alamin.